Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah, Bavli, Davov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad and Adalef, on the fifth line with the words Echad Bechor. Echad Bechor ve'echad kol hakodshim oive aleihem mishem regolim b'lo shana b'lo regolim. Whether a firstborn or other kodshim, he transgresses after three festivals, even if less than a year even less than three festivals. Niyichu regolim b'lo shana, shana b'lo regolim. The Gemara asks, three festivals in less than a year is understandable, but how could there be a year without with less than three festivals? The answer in Bavel, if the animal was not yet 8 days old on the first festival, that festival was not viewed as the first festival of the three. Kamadat Omar Taman, Haroi Lemikzas Shana, Roi Lekula, Vama Afacha, Haroi Lemikzas Pesach, Roi Lekula. The Gemara says, why is it not like a firstborn, that its year is counted from its birth, even though it's not valid as a korban until it's 8 days old? Here also, if it was born on Erev Pesach, the part of Pesach it was a valid korban, so Pesach should be counted as the first festival. Amavi Abba Av Mori Dipote Shahisa Abseres Abor B'Chamisha V'Noyle V'Shisha V'Aisa Abseres Abor B'Shiva. Rav Abba Mori answered, when Shavuos occurs on the 5th of Sivan, if Nisan and Iyar were both 30-day months, and the following year it occurred on the 7th, if Nisan and Iyar were 29-day months. Rav Avun Barachia B'Aikome Rav Zeira K'siv Yivake Ben Tov Lora Ova Ovike Mar Shayavo. The Gemara asked Rav Avun Barachia, asked Rav Zeira, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, you will not distinguish between good and bad in separating Maaser Behemah. If a person chose a good animal, has he transgressed this negative mitzvah? Amalei Kodav Shevar Lahatir Eino Eiver. Rav Zeira answered, if a negative mitzvah comes to permit something, as we'll see, a person does not transgress it if he performs it. Ma balahatir kan atir hetiru lehekdish bali mumim. What does the pasuk permit? Consecrating blemished animals. Taman taninam b'yemashmini mevi sholish behemois chatas v'asham v'oila v'adala yemevi chatas v'oif v'oila sa'if. The Mishnah Maseches Negoim says that if a mitzvah shaved his head on the seventh day, on the eighth day he brings three animals for a chatas, an asham, and an oila. A poor man brings a chatas of a bird and an oila of a bird. Surely before he brings the asham, the bird chatas is not considered ready for sacrifice, which we call mechuser zman. Rabbi Blaza answered that on this occasion, the Torah permitted consecrating animals that are not ready. Rabbi Abba Mamal asked Rabbi Imi, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Peg Rav Pasuk Yud, on the eighth day he shall bring. If a Nazir transgressed and didn't bring his chatas and oil offerings, has he transgressed Bal Ta'acher? Amalei, Kordero Sheva Lahatir, Eino Eiva Ma Bal Lahatir. Rabbi Imi answered that if a negative mitzvah comes to permit something, a person does not transgress if he performs it. What's it coming to permit? Kahida Amar Blaza Kan Hetir HaTorah L'Hakdish Mechuser Zman. The answer is like the statement of Rabbi Blaza. For a Nazir, the Torah permitted consecrating animals with chatas and oila at the same time, even though the oila is not ready until he consecrates the chatas. Am Rav Yosi Rabun, Kol Shiva in Oimeloi Havei, Mikan Ve'elech Oimeloi Havei. Rav Yosi Rabun says, all 7 days the Nazir may not bring his korbanos, on the 8th day we force him to bring them. Asim Sepliga Rav Yosi Rabun, Kulhem, Miskavnim, Amavim, Korbanoseim, Beregel. We have a question against Rav Yosi Rabun from Avisa. All who must bring korbanos wait and bring them at the time of the festival. If he forces another to bring them on the 8th day, how can he wait until the festival? Nicha nazir mitzayu lemechusa kipurim hu ataninan ha'alel v'asimcha shmoina. It's understandable that a nazir can wait as he can eat kodshim while it's a nazir. However, as for a mitzayu who has not yet brought his korbanos, the Mishnah teaches that the mitzvah of halal and eating shlamim meat are performed for all 8 days of sukkos. If a mitzayu does not bring his korbanos until the festival, he may not actually bring them until after the first day of Yom Kippur, as they're obligatory korbanos that don't have a specific time. Therefore, he won't be able to eat the shlamim meat for all 8 days. Patel of a nazir, the answer is the b'risa refers to a nazir who brings his korbanos on the festival, but a mitzvah brings them immediately. Rezachaya chasnei de Belevi by Reisha asun patren ben nazir the sefer mitzvah. Rezachaya, the son-in-law of Belevi, asked, the first part about a nazir is understandable, but the latter part about a mitzvah needs explanation. Amar Chananya b'Reid of Hillel, Leikra isav Taman ba'Amar of Yosef Kaima Avudama Nachusa b'Kayhanim b'Seir Efacha b'Kayhanim b'Seir. Hananiah, son of Rabbi Hillel, answered that you already asked this over there, and Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Avudama Nechusa established that when the Mishnah says that the mitzvah of Simcha is observed 8 days, it refers to Kahanim, since they still have the meat of the goat offering that's brought on Shabbos. Here also, the Metzora only has 7 days, but the Kahanim have 8 days because they eat the Karbonos on Shabbos. Chagai boy, Koimi Rabbi Yossi, Ksiv, Vayim Hashemini, Yimol, Avav Lemal. Rav Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Yod Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and on the 8th day he shall circumcise. If he transgresses and refrains from circumcising his son, has he transgressed Bal Da'acher? Amalei ki sidor neder la'Hashem alekecha le'sa'acher le'shalmai, though she nitten le'tashlumim, yatzezeh she'ina nitten le'tashlumim. Rabbi Yossi answered that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Beis, when you shall make a vow to Hashem, your God, you shall not delay to pay it. This refers to something that's possible to repay. If not, the prohibition doesn't apply. Lo yisa'ach l'shalma v'lo es chalifav ha'adad atani v'alpesach ha'yam moyed l'yaviyo v'lo es chalifav. The Pasuk says you shall not delay to pay it, nor its replacement, as the Brisa teaches, that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Yuzayin Pasuk Dalad, and he didn't bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, nor its replacement. Amar v'yona, Pirsha Levi ben Sisi Kemer Rebbe Ba'ime Hari Alai Oila Va'ogolea Shleshu Agolim Evi Acheres Ve'kriva Miyad Ha'isim Oime Yufta Min Arishoina Lefum Kein Tzach Meima Le'sa'ach Le'shamay V'lei Chalifav. Rabbi Yona says that Levi ben Sisi explained in front of Rebbe that when a person said, I'm obligating myself to bring an Oila, and 3 festivals passed, if he brought a different animal and sacrificed that immediately, I would say he's exempt from the first obligation. Therefore, the Torah has to write, you shall not delay to pay it, nor its replacement. Am Rabbi Yossi in Ba'ime Hari Olai Miyad Hu Oiveh Elakein An Kaimin Ba'ime Hari Ze Oila Va'avolea Beis Vagolim Ve'evi Acheres Tachteha Ve'ekriva Miyad Va'avolea Regel Shlishi Ha'isi Oimim Tistarif Im Tumura Shleishu Vagolim Efen Kein Tzach Meima Lesa'ach Le'shalmai Olai Es Chalifov. Rabbi Yossi rejects this and says, if you would say, I'm obligating myself, would he transgress immediately? Rather, he said, this animal is an oiler. 2 festivals passed and he brought a different animal. However, he didn't bring it immediately and the 3rd festival passed. I would say that it should combine with its replacement to make a total of 3 festivals. Therefore, the Pasuk must write, you shall not delay to pay it, not combined together with its replacement.